Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. By the way, during the week, join us, Fox Business News, 4 p.m., 4 to 5 p.m. every day. The name of the show is Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. Anyway, great pleasure to welcome back Rick Perry, former governor of Texas, former energy secretary. Now he's the chair of the Center for Energy Independence at the America First Policy Institute. Governor Perry, welcome back, sir. Thank you for doing this.
Brother Kudlow, it's good to be in your presence. I always thought they should call your show the Oracle of the West Wing, but that's just my simple observation.
You never know. We could always change the handle. You know, you wrote this great piece for Fox. Biden has never faced up to the reality of his attack on America's energy security. It's a great piece. And one thing I want to focus on, as they stop the XL pipeline and they're agitating to cancel other pipelines, pipelines 3 and 5 in the Midwest, the Dakota Access Pipeline, you say, this is interesting, to make matters worse, promises made to displaced pipeliners to facilitate a transition to careers in renewable energy largely remain a pipe dream.
Yeah.
In other words, they have this vision of ending fossil fuels and going 100% renewable in, I don't know, 10 years, 20 years, something like that. But, Rick, they don't have any option. They have not developed any option. And that's the killer for this whole plan. They're going to strip us out of fossil fuels, and there's nothing on the boards to replace it.
And you will see the price of gasoline continue to spiral upward. The cost of heating fuels, energy cost in this country will go through the roof, which will in turn make our inflation worse. You couldn't put together a plan to bring America to its knees economically any better than what the Biden administration has done. Larry, you'll remember back, I think it was the 1992 election, and there was a simple phrase, quite brilliant, in my opinion. I didn't agree with the people who were out there necessarily putting it forward, but they were spot on in recognizing that what American people care about is their pocketbook. And that phrase was, it's the economy, stupid. And the Clinton administration was very adept at pinpointing what the problem was back in 1992, and that was the economy. And this economy that we have today is substantially worse than 1992 when you look at what's happening. And Larry, that's just the domestic side of this. I think we are facing one of the great diplomatic debacles in the world's history with what's going on in Europe today. And it goes back to an energy policy that the Biden administration pushed through. At the same time, they're shutting down the XL pipeline, keeping America independent of all these foreign sources of oil, Canada, the United States, Mexico working together. And the Bidens basically put up a stop sign right in the middle of the XL pipeline, put all of these people out of work. And at the same time, they gave the green light to the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which allows Russia to hold the European Union hostage. Basically, what we're seeing in Ukraine today with the Russians on the border of that country, potentially about to invade that country, is because the Biden administration looked over to Mr. Putin and said, go ahead and build your pipeline and go ahead and hold Europe hostage. What an absolute diplomatic and, quite frankly, national security debacle we are on the precipice of.
We took our power, our energy power, which is our security. I mean, this country runs on energy. This country runs on oil and gas, whether people like it or not. It runs on oil and gas, and it will continue for the next 100 years, whether they think so or not. But we took that power and gave it to Russia, didn't we? We just took it and gave it.
Indeed.
And that power is not only energy power, but as you just suggest, the energy power translates into political power.
Yeah. Listen, we will look back on this, and the woke left individuals who basically control Joe Biden and his administration, their intention to keep fossil fuels in the ground is, you, we said it right, a pipe dream. The world has to have energy. You know, Elon Musk is one of the most intellectually advanced, brightest people that I know. He has great interest in electric cars and moving us into that realm in a big way. But he recognizes that you're not going to flip a switch and overnight America is going to go from fossil fuels to renewables. He understands that instinctively because he's not an ideologue. And what you're seeing out of this administration is total and absolute ideology that is not based in reality. The idea that somehow or another we're going to move away from fossil fuels and shutting down pipelines. Well, those crude oil is still transported, but it's transported in a less safe way overland, either by rail or by truck today, because the XL pipeline was shut down. The environmental damage that could be done potentially with either a rail or truck accident. I mean, it's there. Everybody knows it. But these radical leftists that Joe Biden is controlled by, they literally don't live in the realm of reality. And it is costing Americans greatly. There are people that voted for Joe Biden because he said, I'm going to bring this country together. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And he's done none of that. As a matter of fact, I would suggest you go back and look at the campaign rhetoric of Biden back in 2020 and reality in 2021 and 22, 180 degrees opposite.
You know, let's keep this. Let's go there. His press conference Wednesday, 2 hours. I mean, I'll give him credit for standing up for 2 hours. But were you surprised that he's not making any mid-course changes? He's like doubling down on an agenda, which every single poll, left, right, or center, says the public totally rejects, like by 2-1 rejects. Not close, yeah, but 2-1. He's made no agenda changes, no policy changes, and no senior staff changes, Rick Perry. You surprised at that?
I'm not. And the reason is this. I think the people who control Joe Biden recognize that they had a 2-year window of which to radically change the course of America. And they are dedicated to it. They will drive off of this cliff to attempt to get this done. Their last effort will be in the United States Senate. And, you know, God bless Joe Manchin and Senator Sinema. Those two people are the only thing between total and absolute chaos in our democracy and what these leftists would like to do. So it doesn't surprise me. I think they are so committed to change America, to change the filibuster, to ram through voting, what they would call voting reforms. I call it voting chaos, to allow the federal government to control everything. I mean, I wrote a book called Fed Up back in 2010 about the protection of the 10th Amendment, the respect of the 10th Amendment, because there were a few things that the federal government's supposed to do and everything else, including education, including voting, is supposed to be controlled by the states or by the people. I mean, that's in our Constitution. They are destroying that. They would throw the 10th Amendment out the window and take over everything and run it all from Washington, D.C. And that is what I think is their goal. and they will literally die on that hill, which, you know, hopefully in a figurative sense, I hope is true, that they die on that hill. And when November 22 comes and Americans overwhelmingly go to the polls and say, no more, too much, we don't trust you, you're out, the House and the Senate go back into Republicans, they can block everything that this lame duck administration is going to be trying to get done at that particular point in time, and America can get back on track. I don't like to look past 2022, but when 2024 gets here and a freedom-loving individual back in the White House that respects the Constitution, understands what the 10th Amendment is, and will let Americans get back to being independent in the energy sector, be strong again from a diplomatic and a national security and a worldview standpoint, that's something worth working for. And I think Americans understand that very much now.
Yeah, I agree with you. He doesn't understand it, but the Americans understand it. They're not buying the product he's selling. You know, what you're describing, whether it's energy or it's going to be banking, you know, they're going to flood the Federal Reserve with people that want to deny credit to the fossil fuel companies, whether it's health care, whether it's education. They want to use the regulatory state to run the country and run the economic sectors of the country and to put government ahead of families and parents. This is modern socialism, Rick. You know, it's like when the Soviets took over, they were, you know, they bought up the steel mills and the iron mills and so forth. You don't have to do that now. You just use a regulatory state to run every nook and cranny of the economy and every nook and cranny of our social and cultural life. And I think people, you know, Biden thinks people are dumb. He says polls don't matter. Well, look, we don't run. You don't always make decisions by polls. But when you have such unanimity of rejection through all these polls, it seems like it's sending a message that people don't want a socialist regulatory state.
Well, Virginia is a great example. I think that is, if you're a Democrat in America today, the canary in the coal mine was Virginia. It's fixing to happen. It's fixing to happen in a big way. The Democrats that were discussed after the election, why did you vote for Youngkin? And they basically said the Democrats did not listen to us. So Americans are speaking. They're speaking loudly to the Biden administration. We don't want you to continue the policies that are causing our gasoline prices to be 50% higher today than they were a year ago. We don't want you to put America's international interest in jeopardy by cozying up to Putin. I mean, the message is powerful, and it's clear that the Biden administration is out of touch with the will of the American people. And this is a democracy. This is not a dictatorship. And I hope Americans will stand up, and I see that they're doing that, but I hope that they will follow through in a powerful way in November and basically turn out people who maybe they had elected for. I'll give you a great example. Mark Kelly, who voted for changing the filibuster. I thought he was a reasonable individual. But I've come to believe that I would rather, and I'm speaking about him, he would rather be in office than to do what's right. Those are the kind of people you need to remove from office. When someone desires to be in office and they will literally throw out what I would suggest to you, if you ask him 2 years ago, what do you think about the filibuster? He would have said, absolutely one of the most important tools that we have in the United States Senate. And now, because the woke left demands that you follow their desires for total and absolute power, what's the old saying? Power corrupts. Absolute power absolutely corrupts. Yep. That's what the Democrat Party of 2022 is all about. Absolute power.
We're going to whoop them in Arizona. You should see Kyrsten Sinema, who's been strong and tough on all this, and was really one of the backbreakers for this end the filibuster vote. Anyway, her polls, Rick, in Arizona are doing great, really, really good, as she's taken these positions alongside Manchin, whose polls in West Virginia have been good. Kelly's vote in the filibuster is going to really hurt him. And it's going
to... As it should. As it should.
Yeah.
If you desire to be in office more than you desire to maintain your philosophical soul, you don't deserve to be a public servant. You need to go home and look into your own soul and figure out what's wrong with you.
Rick Perry, you traveled extensively as Energy Secretary. You did a lot of negotiating with the Russians regarding pipelines and many other matters. If Russia invades Ukraine, which right now looks very probable, what do you think? How bad are these consequences going to be?
Could be horrific. You know, we have to really be thoughtful about how our European allies deal with this. There has to be some incredibly strong. We had the Russians at bay. We had the Iranians literally on their knees. We were moving that part of the world towards American allies being in one of the most powerful positions potentially since World War II, in my opinion. And we basically just stepped back and said, do as you please. Matter of fact, we've helped them when you give them the Nord Stream 2 green light to go finish that. And the signals, I mean, when Biden literally said that, well, a little incursion into Ukraine's not necessarily a bad thing. I paraphrase a little bit, but that was the point. I mean, what a sad day. Either he is mentally inept or completely out of touch with reality from the standpoint about what is good for Europe, what is good for our American allies there. So we've got to really be careful. Number one, I think we have a president of the United States who either does not have the mental capacity or is controlled by a leftist philosophy in that White House that is really dangerous to our freedom-loving friends in Europe and to America's interest.
We're going to leave it there. Again, Governor Rick Perry, former Energy Secretary. Actually, I like Air Force Captain Rick Perry. I always have. Thank you for coming on, Rick.
Jobs, but let me...
Hugs to Anita. Folks, I'm Larry Kudlow. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Larry Kudlow on 77 WABC.